理课堂听 class.com。
Number one.
How's your paper coming along?
My typewriter's broken. What does the man mean? Number two.
Have you tried Susan's apple pie?
I got the last piece, and it was out of this world. What does the man mean? Number three.
If you're staying late, will you be sure to lock up the office when you leave?
Okay. I hope I won't be more than an hour. What does the man mean? Number four.
Nancy really wants to ski on Thursday.
Yes, but she can't, can she? What does the man say about Nancy? Number five.Let me help you with those packages.
Thanks, but it's only 3/4 of a block.
What does the woman tell the man? Number six. Did you know that Arthur has 3 brothers living on 3 different continents?
He must get an incredible phone bill every month.
What does the woman imply about Arthur? Number seven.This calculator isn't working right.
I think you've got the battery in upside down.
What does the woman mean? Number eight.
We should buy a good guidebook and study it before our trip to Montreal.
We could, but they're so overpriced. What about the library? What does the man imply? Number nine.
I always want a little something to eat about this time of day.
So do I. Let's have a snack now and then have a light lunch later. What are the speakers discussing? Number 10. I've just been over to my friend Tom's new apartment. It's much bigger than my place.
But more expensive, I bet.
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Could you mail these letters for me, please?
More letters? Your friends are going to be very happy to hear from you. What does the man imply about the woman? Number 12.
Does Professor Ford always come to class?
His ice cold. What does the man imply about Professor Ford? Number 13.
Would you have some time this week to go over these questions with me?
How does tomorrow sound? What does the man mean? Number 14.
Hey, John. John.
Save your breath. He's out of earshot.
What does the woman mean? Number 15.
You only have water to serve your guests?
This isn't just water. This is imported mineral water. What does the woman imply? Number 16.
I see a new bookstore has just opened on Main Street.
It may be a new store, but the books are far from new. What does the man mean? Number 17.
Alice has been spending a lot of time at the library lately.
Well, she's got a paper due and 2 final exams next week. What has Alice probably been doing? Number 18.
It's going to cost a fortune to get my car fixed.
Why don't you just trade it in for a new one? What does the man suggest the woman do?Number 19. Winter's over at last. Time to pack up my gloves and boots.
I've been waiting for this for months.
What does the woman mean? Number 20.
How did the game go the other night? Did your team win?
Are you kidding? That would be a first. What does the man imply? Go on to the next page.
21.
Dennis told us he likes to play cards.
But we've invited him 3 times and he hasn't come once.
What can be inferred about Dennis? Number 22.
I invited my class home for coffee.
In this tiny place?
What does the man imply? Number 23.
Excuse me. I don't understand why Flight 213 has been delayed. The weather seems fine now.
I'm afraid New York got 3 times as much snow as we did here. It should be clear by morning, though.
What does the woman imply? Number 24.
Take a look at this gift catalog. Maybe we can find something to get Janet for her new house.
Okay, but remember, we can't afford a lot.
What does the woman mean? Number 25.
Are you still waiting for Bob?
I don't know why I bother. The store will be closed by the time we get there.
What does the woman mean? Number 26.
Would you like to come with us for coffee a little later?
I'm off caffeine. Medical restriction.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
Mary seems surprised that she got a research grant.
Well, she shouldn't have been. Everybody knows that she's brilliant.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
Mind if I leave my umbrella here in the hallway?
Not at all. But first, shake it off outside, would you?
What does the woman tell the man? Number 29.
According to this article, the former boxing champ is going to try again. He's coming out of retirement for the 3rd time.
Is a comeback at his age at all likely?
What does the man imply about the former champion? Number 30.
Don't you think Professor Morrison's test was too difficult?
Well, I must admit I had been expecting more than just a passing grade in biology.
What does the man mean? Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation about vacations.
Have you made any plans to go away during semester break? I've been thinking of skiing.
I really haven't had time to think about my vacation. I've been concentrating on getting ready for my exams, especially philosophy. But I'll probably go to the beach.
Why the beach?
Well, it would be nice to get away from this cold weather and just lie in the sun and relax after working so hard.
It's true that skiing does require work. And you have to get up early and wait in long lines at the chairlift. Thanks, I think you've helped me make up my mind.
Sure. Now maybe you can use your mind to think about something else, like your studies.
Number 31. With whom is the man speaking? Number 32. What has the woman mainly been thinking about? Number 33. Where will the woman probably spend her vacation time? Number 34. What does the woman think the man should do? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation between a doctor and her patient.
Hello, Jane. I haven't seen you in a while. What seems to be the problem?
Actually, I'm a little embarrassed about coming here. I feel fine right now, but you know how much stuff is going around. Anyway, every year around the holidays, like clockwork, I come down with something.
So you're interested in prevention. What symptoms do you usually get?
You know, cough, fever, runny nose, my head and bones ache, chills even. I'm usually miserable for a week, and it ends up ruining my holidays.
Sounds like a typical flu to me. As you said, lots of people have it. Influenza often strikes when people are overtired, stressed out, and not eating nutritious foods. And also you increase your exposure to a virus when you're in big crowds, where lots of people are coughing and sneezing.
I certainly spend a lot of time in department stores around the holidays, buying gifts for people.
Yes, and so you increase your exposure to airborne viruses just when your body's resistance is already low from all of the running around you do.
So what can I do to ward off the flu?
Actually, it's fairly simple. Get a lot of rest, eat well. That way your immune system will be bolstered,
and you'll be more able to fight off illness.
All these things make sense, but one more question. Aren't I bound to get sick anyway if there's an outbreak in the dorm?
You didn't mention you lived in the dormitory. In that case, I'd also suggest you get immunized. The vaccine available prevents the three main types of influenza. Why don't you go to the University Health Center? The shots are free there.
I'll do it right away. It would be nice to feel well during the holidays for once.
Number 35. Why did the man go to see his doctor? Number 36. How does the man describe his health problem? Number 37. What might be a reason the man gets ill? Number 38. Why does the doctor suggest the man go to the University Health Center? Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a news report.
Dozens of valuable paintings and frescoes were badly damaged today when rainwater poured through a roof at the State Museum. As freak rainstorms lashed the central and southern sections of the state, part of the museum's roof, which was scheduled to be repaired, collapsed, and water cascaded into two storerooms. The museum director said that several well-known pieces, including oils, watercolors, and frescoes, had been damaged, although only one object, a 19th-century fresco, was damaged beyond repair. She added that inspection for damage has not been completed, and therefore she could not estimate costs of repair and replacement.
Number 39. What part of the museum flooded? Number 40. What was damaged? Number 41. What cannot be restored? Number 42. What did the director say about the cost of damages? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a talk by a marine biologist.
Welcome to the New Bedford Institute's series of lectures on the mysteries of the sea. You may have noticed the drawing on the cover of the program for today's presentation. It depicts a sea creature that scientists have been interested in for many years. It's said that in the 19th century, a group of fishermen were surprised by seeing a huge squid that they said was as big as a house and had enormous tentacles. The fishermen were frightened out of their wits, according to reports from that time. The creature sank back into the ocean and was never seen again. Marine biologists believe that this species of giant squid called Archaeopteryx still exists, and it's come to represent how little we know about sea creatures compared with what we know about animals on the land. We do know that there are many more different kinds of marine species than there are land species, but we just don't have the technology yet to do sustained research. Even short, unmanned trips are hard to accomplish. In fact, researching the deep oceans has been compared to flying an airplane over land, throwing down a net, and seeing what you get. In other words, it's very hard to picture the whole situation when that's the way you have to get your samples. Most of what is known about deep-sea creatures, which, as I said, is actually very little, comes from ocean beds that dried up long ago. We're fortunate to have a few samples of these fossil remains on display on the second floor. We'll take a look at them after a while.
Number 43. Why were the fishermen frightened of the squid? Number 44. What does the giant squid symbolize to biologists? Number 45. What does the airplane example illustrate about deep sea research? Number 46. Where has most of the information about rare sea creatures been found? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to part of a talk given in a communications class.
With the introduction of radio, newspaper publishers wondered how broadcasting would affect them. Many feared that radio, as a quick and easy means of keeping people informed, would displace the newspaper industry altogether. Others hoped that the brief newscasts heard on the air would stimulate listeners' interest in a story, so they'd buy the paper to get more information. This second idea turned out to be closer to the truth. Radio and print were not substitutes for each other, but actually supported each other. You see, the relationship between different media is not always one of displacement, but can be one of reinforcement. However, this is not always the case. Take television and motion pictures, for example. With the popularization of TV, the motion picture industry suffered greatly. Movie attendance dropped when audience members chose to stay at home and be entertained. Likewise, when a football game was shown on the air, the stands were often empty because fans chose to watch the game at home.
Number 47. What is the main topic of this talk? Number 48. According to the speaker, what is the relationship between radio and the newspaper industry? Number 49. According to the speaker, how did the introduction of television affect motion pictures? Number 50. Why does the speaker mention a football game?